Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, and Happy New Year. This is January 2nd of 2023. It's going to be a nail-biter. We're going to find out what the year has in store for us, but we're going to look up and trust in Him. Isn't that right, Lady Liberty?
Oh, boy, you're not kidding. Yes, that's right. And, well, gosh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Indeed.
And thank goodness for that. And yes, this year, I fully agree with you. I think war is going to start this year. I mean, like, all over the place.
Yeah, and it would be, I think, overdue. I know that, you know, last year we were telling patriots, prepare for a direct conflict with Russia, because I know myself, but also professional analysts, military analysts, were stunned that the pipeline sabotage ops didn't kick it off.
Oh, right.
That would have been one of the triggers to direct Russian forces directly against the United States.
Well,
and it
for
didn't
sure.
happen. So
we
thank God for that. But this year, it's much more intense. There are a lot more players. The playing board has more actors now, and you know, things are deteriorating.
That's right. And so, and like I keep warning for everyone to keep their eye on the North Korean little sister Kim Yo Jong, because she seems to be the instigator for this wanting to press the red nuclear button so bad.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've got this update here that says that North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, vowed to expand his country's nuclear capabilities against rival South Korea exponentially, indicating he would escalate his military brinkmanship in the new year, despite sanctions from abroad and economic woes at home. And so we have to remember, too, that here we are so concerned about China, but China, Russia, and North Korea have a triune alliance.
Well,
and
exactly.
So they can utilize North Korea's hot temper and ever-present willingness to nuke America, right?
Well, yes. Matter of fact, I would expect China and North Korea to be operating in tandem.
Yep.
You know, with various different roles and responsibilities and functions in kind of a joint venture. But then also, just recently, Putin, according to the Daily Mail, Putin prepares for the next stage of the Ukraine war. Nuclear combat readiness is raised. Troops boosted to 350,000 from 350,000 to 1.5 million. The Navy is now armed with hypersonic missiles, which are, you know, nuclear capable, and the military sent west to tackle NATO wannabes Finland and Sweden, according to this. So they're ramping up, including nuclear capabilities. So,
right. Well, you know, and I ran across an interesting thing here not too long ago, where Gaddafi, as you all know, we did kind of an expose here recently on Gaddafi and who he really was for his Libyan people. You know, he was like, they loved him. He did phenomenal things for his country. And then he basically was snuffed. You know, NATO and Hillary basically went in there and snuffed Gaddafi. And it says here, Muammar Gaddafi says, NATO is expanding toward Russia to reach the gas, oil, coal, and iron owned by Russia to occupy Russia. Now, this was, he said that himself while he was still alive.
Right.
So check that out. And lo and behold, here we are. And then in the second accompanying clip, here's Putin saying, who gave NATO the right to kill Gaddafi?
Right.
And so he's basically saying he was backing Gaddafi and saying that what he was doing, he was just fine. He was doing great things for his country.
Yeah.
And so he was against what NATO did to Gaddafi as well. And so I just find that interesting that, you know, here Gaddafi had actually, you know, he was doing all of these wonderful things. He actually even went to Trump's residence at one point to give some kind of a speech or something. And so it's just interesting that the globalists hate and hated Gaddafi.
Well, he was bucking the system for the World Bank.
Yep.
He wasn't playing the globalist game.
He was debt-free.
Completely energy independent and independent financially. There were a whole bunch of things that you know, we discovered through that documentary, that expose.
That is still posted on our website, by the way, in case any of you missed it and would like to go be enlightened about that. Very interesting.
Right. And, you know, this is this new world order that's rising up, that, you know, Putin wants no part of this globalist, you know, vision. He's a nationalist. He's Russia first. And just recently we saw this headline, this article about Putin is claiming that the United States, this is like they're exposing him, right? Putin was accusing the West of, you know, lies and deception. Like he's just off the rails. Like this is some just kind of a lunacy that he would be even making these kind of claims that the West is you know, lying and deceiving the world and putting out, you know, propaganda. Well, he's right.
Oh, he's totally right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I watched CNN for 2 minutes.
Right, right. And, you know, this is a different world. This is where, you know, we're all pro-America, pro-NATO, you know, but this is not the 80s anymore.
That's
and
right.
The World Economic Forum have strategically placed leaders in the NATO countries.
Yep.
And, you know, if you want to find out, you know, who do you believe? You know, there are certain people that the president of Hungary, okay, whatever position he's taking on something, he's right.
Yep.
Benjamin Netanyahu, whatever position he's taking on an issue, listen to it.
That's right.
He's right. He's dead on. And, you know, President Trump, as far as international policies and economic policies, you know, who is speaking out against them the strongest? You know, who is telling us that, you know, we should do everything we can to support Ukraine and, you know, get on board with this globalist agenda? They're the same people that are pushing transgenderism. They're the same people that are pushing the normalcy of pedophilia,
right?
Open borders,
yep.
Globalism, disarming the citizens, put your mask on, get your jab.
Yep.
You know,
Satanism.
These are the people that you don't follow. I don't care if they tell you the sky is blue. If anybody from the World Economic Forum or any of their puppets, Biden or Pelosi or any of the rest of them, tell you the sky's blue, you better run outside and look up, because something's off.
Right.
Right. So,
no kidding.
But yeah, they can't be trusted, no matter how truthful it even might seem, because they're just masters of manipulation.
Absolutely. Yep. And we've all been witness to all of that. And,
yes, we have.
And so many people have died because of their deception, just with these death and maiming shots.
Oh, that alone.
That alone. And so, you know, oh my gosh,
it's same people that are saying it's okay to, you know, rip a child out of its womb, you know, for the rights of the mother.
Yep.
To heck with the rights of the other human being involved.
That's right. Yep.
You know, and it's just, you know, it's just an insane, evil, wicked world. And, you know, boy, now more than ever, it's time to stand apart from it.
It is. That's right. You know, separate yourself and like we always say, pick up the Bible. And even if, you know, that's how you separate yourself from the world the most, is to pick up the Bible and at least read a chapter a day if you can.
Yeah. Spend some time in genuine prayer too.
Absolutely.
Not just, you know, praying over dinner, you know, it's, I mean, for real.
That's right. In the old days, you know, where things weren't anywhere near the precipice they are today. You know, you could probably get away with, you're never supposed to, but you could probably get away with not being in the Word every single day. You're supposed to anyway, but now right. more than ever, oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, these are the end times, and they're calling evil good and good evil, and that is the basis of everything that we're looking at.
Yeah, if you have a 20-year plan, that's really nice, but...
But you need to live like you've got a 1-year plan.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's just coming up so fast. And the problem is, people have been saying this for, you know, I mean, since the 80s. Christ is coming back, you know, anytime, any day. Things are so bad, there's no way we can make it much farther. He has to come back. Well, you know, here we are, you know, 30, 35 years later. And,
right.
But this is not the same world. The government, the people that are in our own government are not the same people, even though there was corrupt people back then and there's crooked. You listen to some of Ronald Reagan's speeches and others about, you know, politicians not, you know, being corrupt and not trustworthy, but nothing like this. I mean, this is an agenda where it's not about just tolerating it. It's if you don't join in celebrating it, you're an enemy.
Oh yeah.
Yep. You know, and of the most absolutely asinine things. So, yeah, double down.
And we've, over the weekend, we heard different pastors saying that we are now at a worse point than Sodom and Gomorrah. Because not only have we gone so far over the edge, but now we've also got technology to aid in the promulgation of all of their treacherous horrors that they're involved in.
Right, and where so, it's not a city. Right. It's not isolated to a city. Now it's engulfing the entire globe.
At every single person's fingertips, literally.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so we're beyond even the point of Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's a frightening prospect. And oh my gosh, get in the Word. Just commit.
Yep, regularly.
Do yourself a favor.
You can get it. Look, you could put it on YouTube and drive and listen. As soon as you're done listening to the morning commute, pull up a YouTube channel on the reading of the Word.
That's
and
right.
There's tons to choose from. Some have music background.
We listened to a knight reading through John
on that
Saturday.
Again.
That was awesome. He's actually a knight.
Sir Richard. It's like Booker. Or
Shuck, I think. It was like Shuck or...
I'll have to look. It's a C-H.
Right, yeah.
And so it's like Butcher or Booker or something like
we'll,
that. But
we'll look it up for you. But
yeah, this British
very,
guy,
very
it almost
cool.
kind of has a Sean Connery kind of a...
manner.
Yeah, his manner.
Yeah.
But he's sitting in the... What is the Abbey? The Westminster Abbey.
Yeah.
In the library. It's got this... awesome fireplace behind him, and he's reading to the way he reads. It's like you're sitting across the table from him, and he's reading to you.
Yes,
you know, it was right. just a really, yeah. really cool. And we stumbled across it, and he read the whole book of John, and it was just
and we listened intently. It was very enjoyable,
delightful. And but anyway, that if you think you don't have time to be in the Word, find a way to do something like that. You know, get. One
right,
of the
if you
YouTube
can't read,
channels.
Listen.
Yeah, they've got the audio, Old and New Testament, and, you know, make a way to slip that into your life at some point.
That's right.
So speaking of that, let's slip that into our show right now with the Word of the Day.
That's right. Yes, let's get to it. So the Word of the Day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 14 through 20, that reads, "Put yourselves in array against Babylon all around, all you who bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her all around, she has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen, her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her, as she has done, so do to her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him who handles the sickle at harvest time. For fear of the oppressing sword, everyone shall turn to his own people, and everyone shall flee to his own land. Israel is like scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria devoured him. Now at last this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. But I will bring back Israel to his home, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan. His soul shall be satisfied on Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought, but there shall be none, and sins of Judah, but they shall not be found, for I will pardon those whom I preserve. And that's it.
That's quite a principle that is actually projected on to all of his people, including now the church that's been grafted in.
Yep.
You know, he will chastise you and even sometimes bring evil people, you know, into your, to cross paths with you.
That's
to
right.
Bring you into correction. Then he drills them.
Yes.
When he's done using them. Yep. To correct his people, and then he'll restore you.
Right.
You know, and this is for your good, for your restoration. And in this case, it was the restoration of Israel itself.
And well, just exactly. Well, this was, this is for against Babylon.
Right.
And,
right.
And so where
yeah, this is history.
Saying,
this is not prophecy we're talking about.
Right. Where he's saying Babylon, all, you know, her walls are thrown down. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls are thrown down.
Yep.
That's kind of like us. I mean, look at our border. We tried to build the wall and can't seem to keep it or finish it. And so, you know, the walls are thrown down.
Talking about Jerusalem there, right?
No, this is talking about Babylon.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so it says there, this is verse 15. It says, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her as she has done, so do to her. Because he's telling them, all you who bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. And so when Babylon is falling and her walls are being thrown down, God is telling everybody, let her have it, boy, just bring it on. Everything she's done, do to her.
Right. Basically, everything that Babylon did to Jerusalem,
yep.
Now they're getting it.
Yep.
And so that's where I got that from. Yeah.
And he did.
And so it is. It's just like your walls are going to be brought down. You're going to be brought to destruction. Just like I used you against Jerusalem to do the very same thing.
That's
right.
Now
it's your turn.
Well, and see, that's an interesting instance of people being used as the source or the doers of God's vengeance.
Right.
Because it says it right there. It says in verse 15, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her. As she has done, so do to her. That right there is an exact character reference of God. He loves that. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yes.
And he will forgive you the same way you forgive others. And however you treat people, he wants you to be treated back in vengeance. If you've been bad to people, he wants, you know, that's this statement.
But he will do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's saying, I'm just pointing out that is part of his character.
Yeah.
That he does equal back to you. Whatever you do, whatever you sow, you reap.
And oftentimes more. Like
right.
Sevenfold.
Right. And so just the fact that he uses people as his weapon of vengeance, I find that interesting as well. They don't know that they're not just doing things of their own will.
Right.
They don't know that God has actually got the hook in their nose and causing them to take vengeance on this whole group of people that needs a spanking.
Right.
And so I think that I just love having that insight through the Word of God.
Yeah.
And he's always correct in all his judgments. And so when he says it's time for vengeance on Babylon, and in this measure, as she has done, so do to her.
Yes.
That's exactly his character.
Yep.
Exactly. And so that's why we always need to make sure that we forgive generously.
Yes.
Because we want him to forgive us generously.
Right. So then it was the Persians, right? The Persians that came in to Babylon.
And the Assyrians, I believe. You know, I'd have to.
I got
to
go back and look. I get them all mixed up.
All the battles. I know. Because they go back and forth so much. You
right.
know, it was the Chaldeans and then, you know, the Assyrians. And, you know, so trying
and
to
then
keep...
when you're reading it, you're like, oh, that's right. That's right. I knew that.
Right.
All right. Well, put that scripture out one more time.
You know it while you're reading it. Yes. I mean, that's the way it goes. Okay. So that scripture is Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 14 through 20.
All right. Got it down. All right. Thank you. We'll go ahead and take a break here real quick. Hey, Washington State citizens, gas tax increase. I just got this in. According to yesterday, January 1st, gas tax increased by 46 cents a gallon.
Yikes.
You've got to be kidding me. At a time like this,
that's
when
what communists
are struggling,
do.
Exactly
when you're down, they kick you.
Someone said stock up on fuel now, but I'm like, this is something you'd use on a regular day. How do you stock up enough? You know what? The Idaho border is just a hop, skip, and away for most people, you know, in our listening audience here. It'd be worth it to save 46 cents a gallon.
Right.
Take some 4-5 gallon gas cans with you.
Right.
And start buying your gas in Idaho.
I'm kind of half interested in finding out what the price of gas in Mexico is. Good grief. You know, talk about make a run for the border.
Sheesh. All right. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. The website is prepping2-0.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and we'll be back with more of the morning commute right after these messages.
Number 7. Strive constantly for spiritual growth. We as individuals can push the world along toward mankind's highest destiny if each of us will make the welfare of his fellow man his first concern, and if each of us will apply the principles of God's truth to our political and economic affairs.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington. All right. Now, we've got so much to cover. We could do a 2-hour show today. So what we decided to do is parse it down to this transhumanism.
Yep.
And we've got a couple of audio clips we want to play that are really kind of pointing out and highlighting what some of this is. Lady Liberty. Yeah, Lady Liberty, take it away.
Yes. First, we have a spokesperson from Sweden talking about transhumanism and Elon Musk's Neuralink. Listen now.
Transhumanism promotes the view that the human species should take control over its own evolution through technology. Technologies such as brain implants, genetic engineering, and nanotechnology, eventually allowing for us humans to become immortal in the cloud. But not that cloud. Promising us paradise on Earth, the most rich and powerful people on the planet are currently working on tools that will alter human nature forever. I know that all of you know Elon Musk, and I know that you all know him from Tesla. But have you ever heard of the concept or of the name Neuralink? It's a chip that can be implanted into the brain, convert your brain activity, so mind you, those are your thoughts, into a digital form, and have them seriously uploaded to that cloud. Transhumanism will be presented to us as the Holy Grail, but in fact, it's the poisoned chalice.
Yeah, spooky stuff. I mean, this is the setup. This is the technology that the Antichrist will employ.
That's right. And we have another clip here from Pastor Brett Meter from YouTube, and his post here is called The Wrath of God, December 2022. Listen now.
Now, all that to say, when you start seeing what's going on in the world, even the good stuff, I kind of see sort of, even the good. Elon Musk continues to invent interesting things, unrelated to Bible prophecy, I think. is he's about to launch, SpaceX is about to launch the biggest thing we've ever launched. It's almost like he's doing it just to beat NASA's record. But it's going to be this, it's like launching the coin center. If you could basically look at the coin tower in downtown Portland, that's how big this rocket is. And he's going to launch it and put it in space. And that's pretty amazing. But this particular month, one of the things that Musk is working on in his many little hobbies and projects is Bloomberg article started. We actually talked about this about a year ago, but it's starting to become a reality. Bloomberg article: Musk Neuralink hopes to implant computer in human brain in 6 months, and he's on track to do that. During an event at a Wednesday night company's Fremont, California headquarters, Musk revealed work on two major products in addition to the brain-computer interface, which would need to be drilled into a person's skull and would initially be used, and you say, well, who would do that? Well, it'd be used to treat traumatic brain injuries. Neuralink is also developing implants that can go into the spinal cord and potentially restore movement in someone suffering from paralysis. There's an ocular implant that can improve or even restore human vision. In fact, they're talking about people that were born, you know, they have the cerebral cortex and the vision part of their brain, and there's no reason really why they can't see, except they just lack a few little things. Well, this Neuralink, Musk boasts that the people that were born without sight will be able to see, however that works with this Neuralink thing. And they're talking about unveiling this stuff in 6 months. You know, you say, well, Brett, that's all good, right? Well, I don't know, but, you know, it'd be nice if blind people could see that. Like, I think that'd be wonderful. But the point that I would make as a Bible prophecy buff is to say, you know, I think that the technology of the, you know, the mark of the beast, we're so far past that. Like, we've been there for years. That could have happened at any time, buying and selling with something, that, whether it's a chip or a, you know, quantum tattoo or whatever the Antichrist is going to use. We have 10 times over the technology now to do whatever we want to do with that idea of an implant or whatever it is. The technology is kind of over the top, sort of crazy right now, which is kind of interesting. But all these things we're seeing very well could be the world moving closer and closer from just basic wickedness to the actual wicked one. That is the one talked about in 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 8-9.
That is a great message, and we're going to post that on our Telegram channel. But, well, we're out of time, guys. We'll pick up where we left off tomorrow. Lots to cover. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. You guys be safe out there. Happy New Year.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.